This is Artcore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
Hey, this is Ed Music, and I'm down at the physics room with the Geek Assistant boys. So if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Julian Priest.
And Adam Hyde.
And could you give us a bit of a rundown on GeekoSystem? Because looking around, it looks like waking up on a Monday morning after like a hangover of bad weekend garage sales or something.
Well, it's a bit like that. It's been months of bad garage sale weekends.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right. It looks like this kind of sprawl of disused junk that, you know, you might not ever want to have seen again. But actually, it's really interesting, all the components and things that were collected. There's some pretty amazing devices. And the point is, anyway, to pull stuff apart, put it back together again, you know, make it go again, or, you know, dismantle it forever, shred manuals, do whatever you want.
And so you're hoping that you'll have yourselves, obviously, but then interested geeks and non-geeks from the public will come down and help you do all this?
Yeah, we're hoping for a good geek turnout. Got a bunch of geeks coming this evening for pizza, and we're gonna be trying to turn some of these beautiful old devices into, gonna give them a bit of love and bring them back to the working status.
Yeah, or to an altered status, maybe.
Status.
Working or not.
Yeah, and so a lot of the stuff, looking around, I mean, it's all primarily electronic, but a lot of early computing.
We call it the GeekoSystem. It's obviously a reference to an ecosystem, and we're just trying to show that all these devices are part of our daily lives and our social activities, and this is like the dead leaves, dead electronic leaves that have dropped from the canopy onto the forest floor, and only they just rot down. And we're just kind of being termites, geek termites, putting it all back together again, making some new strange organism out of it all. And we're also going to anything we can't make work or find a use for or try and fit into some stranger kind of cultural object, we're going to recycle. So the totally useless stuff, like old Windows NT manuals, any proprietary software manuals, we've been dedicated a fantastic device this morning by the Super Shed in Christchurch called a Hush Document Destroyer, which is an industrial document shredder, and we're shredding Windows software manuals from fantastic deleted DOS operating systems, and my personal favourite, Windows Me for Dummies. That's going straight through the shredder later on.
The Outlook coursework manuals was a particular joy.
It's good, yeah. And I've got a complete set of early Oracle database manuals, and of course, as we all know, proprietary software has been superseded by free software completely.
That's right. So it's out of date.
So we may as well just get rid of it. So what we're going to do is shred the documents, and using a permacultural mulching techniques imported from Wanganui, we're going to take the shredded Microsoft manuals, mix them with coffee grounds, which is another output of the GeekoSystem. Any good GeekoSystem generates a lot of coffee grounds. And with the alternating layers of nitrogen-rich and carbon-rich mulch, we're hoping to grow some seedlings in old disc cases, which are germinating trays.
Which makes perfect greenhouses. Because
they
got the plastic bottom, which is perforated for the water to drain out. And then you also have this clear plastic top. So it's like a little greenhouse.
Mm.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
They make lovely window boxes.
Yeah. But we also have this nostalgia corner too. We can show you some of the stuff. This is like a table full of old computers. We've got an old Apple IIe with a disk drive, and we have a Mac Classic, PowerBook 100, an old Spectrum, an Amiga, some very early PCs. And this is where this is kind of like the nostalgia or storytelling corner, where people can come here and reminisce about all their early computing days. And it all works, you know, like you fire up an old Apple IIe, and it just looks beautiful. Interface looks beautiful. It's an amazing thing.
We've got a collection over here in the display area. This is moving away from computing into more kind of audio territory. We've got some nice. We've got a design for a a collaborative writing environment, which is, involves two Olivetti typewriters. Actually, we're going to use an Olivetti Latera 25 and a Olivetti, what's that one? Tropical. An Olivetti Tropical and a Mobius strip of printer paper.
We should explain Mobius.
Oh, Mobius is a, it's a loop. So if you make a loop from a long piece of paper and you turn it over one and glue it together, so the piece of paper only has one side. So it's like an infinite loop, something like that. So we're going to connect up these two typewriters with a long, infinite Mobius loop of paper. So you'll be able to type on one, and eventually it will appear on the other typewriter. So it's like a kind of early, it's a bit of a cross between a wiki and some kind of chat program, I would say.
It's a very sophisticated, collaborative authoring environment. That's what it is.
So you guys are down here for the you know, installing and gizmoing for the rest of the week, and then it will be set up and it will just stay that way for the duration of the exhibition?
Yeah, we're basically building. We have a bunch of recipes for different kind of devices, like the Mobius strip collaborative authoring environment. And so we're going to, and anything anyone else wants to build this week during the workshop. So we'll build a bunch of things and then document them, and then those will be available here for people to come and use over the next month, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right. And then it goes on the road, and the idea is to keep it rolling, so it goes to other cities, and then you know, that city interacts and inputs and adds to it, and then it goes on to the next city, so it becomes very much like a local thing.
So you might have a lot of crazy sort of junk and stuff that's above junk and still working, and different things interacting by the end of the whole run.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, just one more, if anyone wants to come down, we want to start in Christchurch a new trend of portable media players. So what I'm holding in my hands here is a CD drive from a PC, and they run on 5 volts. So if you make a little battery pack with some AA batteries, then you can actually plug them into the battery pack, put a little cord onto the CD player, and plug in your headphones, because they all have headphone jacks, and you've got a portable Walkman.
So a great replacement for an iPod.
It is. It's a beautiful replacement for iPod. It's very distinctive. People know you've got one. They can see it.
And it has a nice Class 1 laser sticker on the back too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is very high tech, and it costs you nothing. You just have to come out and make it.
Cool. Well, that's happening until Friday is the launch.
Yeah, and then Friday is the launch when, you know, come down and drink wine.
Mm. And before that, you've got your chance to come down and make yourself a portable media player and possibly write on the typewriters. Mulch some paper.
This is ArtCore, proudly brought to you by the Christchurch Art Gallery. Stay tuned for the ArtCore Art Guide.